It's Friday, October 8th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. A ruling by the Oregon Supreme Court could end up striking down the state's death penalty altogether. Because of this decision, Oregon's old death row cases can be re-examined. And defense attorneys say many of those people who were sentenced to death will likely be resentenced. The changes could also allow some convicted murderers from the past to become eligible for parole. A Hillsboro family of a local teen that drowned at the Chute Aquatic Center is now suing the city and the school district. 14-year-old Nabila Mazous died after a Liberty High School swim team practice. Her family is suing the Hillsboro School District and Parks and Rec for $70 million. President Joe Biden traveled to Illinois yesterday as part of his vaccine push. He says a vaccine mandate is coming shortly for businesses with more than 100 workers. Federal employees must receive their final dose by November 8th to be fully vaccinated by November 22nd. Federal contractors must get their final dose by November 24th to be fully vaccinated by December 8th. 19 states and the District of Columbia are challenging the proposed overhaul of the U.S. Postal Service. Yesterday, their attorneys general filed a complaint with the Postal Regulatory Commission. It seeks to block the rate hikes and service cuts that started rolling out October 1st. The complaint calls on the commission to conduct a review before change takes effect nationwide. Tesla is moving its corporate headquarters to Austin, Texas. CEO Elon Musk says its central office needs more room and that real estate has become prohibitively expensive in and around Silicon Valley. The electric car maker is not completely abandoning the West Coast. Musk says Tesla actually plans to increase production by 50% at its assembly line in Fremont, California. Starting tonight at 10 o'clock, parts of I-84 will be shut down in both directions. ODOT is installing a new bicycle and pedestrian bridge named for Congressman Earl Blumenauer across Sullivan's Gulch. So I-84 East will be shut down from I-5 to Cesar Chavez Boulevard, and westbound will be closed from I-205 to I-5. Again, that starts tonight at 10 o'clock and reopens Monday morning at 5. For more great content from the Coin Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you already listen to your favorite podcasts. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.